a South Central community is losing a hospital, a budget request for classroom Bibles, and the governor clarifies name, image, and likeness rules for college athletes. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, January 10th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A hospital in Paul's Valley is closing nearly 4 years after it reopened. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the facility was facing financial challenges.
Valley Community Hospital is closing its doors this week after an announcement Wednesday evening from its owner and CEO, Madhukar Sharma. That's according to a report from the Paul's Valley Democrat. Sharma told the Democrat monthly shortfalls well into the six-figure range fueled his decision to close the facility. The town's hospital first closed in 2018 after facing financial instability. It reopened in April 2021 through the Southern Plains Medical Group. Sharma acquired the hospital approximately 1 year later. The Paul's Valley Police Department said in a Facebook post that Mercy EMS will still be available to service the community. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A State Department of Health report shows Oklahoma County Jail failed its latest health inspection for violating state regulations. Sierra Pfeiffer has details.
The Oklahoma County Jail repeatedly fails its health inspections, usually on a technicality because jail administration won't let inspectors inside. But in December, the State Department of Health was finally able to enter. The Oklahoma County Jail still came up short. Inspectors found incomplete records, inadequate heating, rodents and bugs, overcrowded cells, a lack of staff, and detainees not receiving prescribed medications. The report was released Wednesday, the day of the first detainee death of 2025. Vincent George Burke died in a hospital after he was found in need of medical attention during a check. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters wants the legislature to allocate his agency $3 million to purchase Bibles for classrooms. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Walters presented his budget request to lawmakers Thursday.
As previewed at a previous Board of Education meeting, Walters is asking the legislature for $3 million to supply Oklahoma schools with Bibles. He previously said that will be coupled with an additional $3 million from his agency for a total of $6 million. Norman Democratic Senator Mary Boren grilled Walters about where the money will come from to defend the Bible directive in lawsuits.
At the end of the day, if we're trying to have the court review something within our Oklahoma Constitution to determine if it's constitutional or not, then we need to budget for that expense.
Walters says legal costs will come out of the administrative budget, to which he's requested a $5 million increase. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Governor Kevin Stitt signed a new executive order Thursday he says will level the playing field for Oklahoma in the evolving landscape of college athletics. KGOU's Logan Layden has more on how the order facilitates paying student-athletes for use of their name, image, and likeness, or NIL.
Paying athletes NIL money, sometimes in the millions of dollars, is the new reality for college sports. But rules vary by state, and federal litigation over the issue is ongoing. The new executive order allows institutions to pay athletes directly, and for the creation of foundations that act as clearinghouses so those who contribute to NIL funds can do so without fear of retaliation or investigation by the NCAA or athletic conferences. It also prohibits the use of state funds for NIL contributions. In a press release, Stitt says the executive order ensures Oklahoma's student athletes have access to the same opportunities as their peers in other states. OU and OSU's presidents both thanked Stitt on social media, with OU President Joe Harris calling the order a crucial step in ensuring Oklahoma's higher education institutions remain competitive. The order will automatically expire when federal NIL litigation is settled or new federal law is enacted to govern student-athlete payments. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.